Delicious, Big, and Teknorati are sites that have in excess of 100,000 visitors a day, and in the case of Big, much more than that right now. And what we're doing with these links is we're letting our listeners say, this is a hot page, this is a hot segment, other people should know about it at Delicious, or at another one is Hug. Hug is a variation of Dig, and Hug is for tree huggers. It's an environmental-based social bookmarking site. So our environmental programs and their listeners could use this to basically leaflet these shows and say, check this out, and then people from these sites are going to start coming back to our website through these tools. It's like a electronic leafleting is the way I'm seeing it. Leafleting. You're basically billboard, you know, putting it up on a billboard on these sites and saying, check this out. So, and that's it for the big features. Let's see. I want to just talk about the results so far. Even though the market, you know, I haven't really marketed it, and some of these features have just gone live in the last month, we have had over 150 users register, and over 85% of them are real users that have activated their accounts, which means they've given us a legitimate email address, and we can start mailing them. That's a good ratio. It means a lot of people are not putting, like, bogus account at junk.com or, you know, something like that. It's real, you know, accounts, so we can, if we stay at the 80-85% real users and activated users, that's a very good ratio.
How many users in the last month again, Pete?
Only 150, but again, that's without marketing, without really trying.
Okay.
And so that's an encouraging number as far as I can see. So when we start really, without telling people the benefits of registering, you know, and that's why you don't see a lot of comments yet, et cetera. So when all this happens, in the next quarter, you'll see a shift.
Is that a portion of how many people visited the Pacifica.org website?
It's a tiny portion, a very tiny
portion. How many visited Pacifica.org in the last month?
I will get to the I can give you the last month as well in a second. But I was going to give more info.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Big picture.
Give me.
Big picture, no problem. Rob, I appreciate your energy and your enthusiasm and all you all for being here, you know, at 10:30 Eastern, 10:45. Thank you. Don't apologize. Traffic has grown rapidly in general. Over the last 4 months since going live, there's been a quantum leap, and you'll see it in the graphs and in the spreadsheets I'll bring to the next PMB meeting, so you'll have all the figures. But to give you an example, the last 4 months, April, we had over 875,000 web pages viewed. That is a huge jump. The last high web pages was a little bit over 500,000 web pages, and that was when the war broke out in 2003. And that was a spike, an anomaly. In the last 3 months, this is not a spike. This is a gradual increase that looks like it's continuing with May as well. So again, April, 875,000 web pages viewed and 130,000 visitors. It's not Dig or Teknorati or Delicious type numbers, but it's a huge jump from the type of traffic I had over the last few years. And when this software gets embraced by more staff, as it gets embraced and more content comes in, it's only going to increase. And in particular, the search engine results have been very strong. So when I put new segments, they are indexed and appear on, let's say, Google News or Yahoo and Google and other search engine, playing traditional searches as well as the news results. They appear within minutes. And in some cases, I posted some Alberto Gonzalez when we did the Alberto Gonzalez the hearing that day, and it was a number one listing. If you searched Alberto Gonzalez in Google News, it was number one, 2 p.m. Eastern till like 2:30, 2:45 p.m. Eastern, middle of the day, you know, prime time. So the results have been very encouraging on many levels. All the indicators that I've seen have been, and again, without fully trying yet, so far so good. I guess that's it. There's more information, but it's 10:45 and I'm losing steam, and I want to give you all time to respond and give questions. I didn't get into the other sites, and we can do that at other meetings, I guess.
What are
are the other sites?
Audioport.org, PacificaNetwork.org, PacificaFoundation.org, and then two really, really specialty niche sites. These are all niche sites to some degree, but these are TechPort.org and SupportPacifica.org. And they're not really public live sites yet, but there's parts of those too that are live or developmental. That is. So that's it. But there's no time to get into any of those. And anyway. But that's I think that's more than enough for tonight.
Thanks, Pete. That was incredible. Now we have questions from Ali.
Ali did, and then Andrea did.
Pete?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the presentation. I really like the vision and what you're putting together here. I hope that this all comes together. I look forward to working with you on it.
Thank you.
First question. At the beginning of your presentation, you described this synchronization application layer that you're putting together. What was your working name for that again? Programming something or other?
The code name for this in general is the program guide.
Program guide, okay.
That's what I'm calling this. If this were a Joomla or Mambo extension or plugin, I would call it the program guide.
Okay. Okay, next question. I really like the comment feature at the bottom of the show pages. I mean, that's a great way to just build up interaction. I was wondering, you have the embedded Flash player for the audio files. Would it also be feasible to put like an XML link to subscribe to a podcast for that show or something like that?
Yeah, that was, I don't want to say an oversight. It was on the agenda, and it's going to be available. I hope to do another upgrade, a quick upgrade to this. Specifically with working with WBAI, I'm encountering specific needs that just didn't get into this, and that's going to be one of them that I hope to knock out in the next quarter.
Okay. And then I'm actually looking to change our CMS system here from Mambo to Joomla. So two quick Joomla questions. Do you know if it has a provision for web-friendly URLs?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And I haven't fully implemented it here, but I had a working model, the somewhat working model. I'm having trouble with this template, and that's why I had to take it out. But we can talk. I mean, yeah, they do have, I think, even better implemented than Drupal. But they have something in place. It's not ideal, but they have some kind of, you know, search engine friendly.
And then the last thing is, do you think you would you mind sending me this template that you're using so I could maybe just use that as a starting point if we're going to build ours on Joomla?
Yeah, you mean the skin, the template? Yeah, absolutely. I can do better than that. I'd like to chat with you and show you a whole series of templates that could be useful.
Excellent. All right, yeah. That's all I needed to know. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you, Ellie.
This is Henry. Can I make a quick comment?
I think Andre is on the stack, then Henry.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Either way, it's all right with me.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Do good.
Thanks. I don't understand. I have a couple of areas of questions. One is, when you say the producers will be adding their own content and putting in their own information, does that mean that these sites run without a webmaster? Or, I mean, does it require a webmaster? Do you envision some webmaster sort of operator behind the scenes? Is that going to be required, or
are these
to operate by themselves once you set them up or so?
With every website, there's different aspects, you know, and there's the content aspect and there's the technical aspect. And even within the content and technical, there's several layers of responsibilities and other, you know, really for a site with 875,000 visitors of web pages and 130,000 visits, there should be several people working on the site, right? And so in this case, the producers and volunteers that will be working with, you know, new volunteers that will have to work with producers to help them do this, will just be working on one part of the whole, entering the content. But then the training, the ensuring that security, ensuring that content is placed the way we want it for specials, et cetera, all that's going to be handled by a site administrator.
A site administrator, I see.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, we will have to hire a staff for each station, or one person at least for each station?
I think every station at this point in 2007, every station should have a technical web worker, webmaster, whatever you want to call them, system administrator, some technical worker of some sort should be available at for every domain, for every website.
But right now that's you?
No, that's not me. Ali does that at KPFK. Michael Monacheri does that at KPFA. And I think that's it. So the other stations really are going to need to, particularly, I mean, KPFT and WPFW are smaller budgeted stations, and they have, you know, restrictions. But for a station like WBAI, with the, you know, this is not a startup. You know, this is a 50-year-old organization, WBAI, with significant budget. There should be a budget for a technical person, and then some, actually.
And we've got hundreds of volunteers that could be used.
Well, to have a volunteer in this area, you really need to use extreme caution. Security is you don't want to have volunteers having access to people's email, potentially, or other kind of files, database, et cetera. So you really, really, really have to have enough time to ensure that security is in place. And if you're going to, I would use volunteers in other areas around the website, but not 100% across the board. And so that's why you need trained, you know, skilled, paid staff to coordinate that and to ensure, you know, security practices, et cetera.
Andrea, you want to continue your question?
Yeah, thank you. I have one other question, which is particular to BAI right now, or I don't know if it's also relevant to the other four station sites, but at our last LSB meeting, during public comment, one listener got up and spoke about the WBAI website and asked some questions, and she wanted to know why had it changed, and why was it suddenly so skeletal? That's the way she described it. And so I would like to know, Pete, if you can explain what she's referring to and explain why that might be the case.
I don't know what was meant, what the context of that was.
The same thing happened at KPFA, by the way.
KPFA?
KPFA.
Honestly, I think the work Michael's done so far at KPFA has been very good work. I don't know.
The appearance of the website is that it has become incredibly simplified.
I see. Well, at WBAI, the appearance was upgraded because we needed a new template to match Joomla. They were using an old template that only worked with Mambo, which is a sister project. Joomla and Mambo are largely interchangeable, but in this case, we couldn't use that. So it was a template that I set up that has a lot more features. You can display a lot more specials and announcements in ways that the old templates didn't allow. In fact, there's 14 different module displays in that template. It's just not being used to its maximum potential, and that's because there's not really the staff in place. I mean, the web editor, the only paid position at WBAI is a web editor, not a technical person, which is, I think, backwards. And that web editor has turned over the last year twice, or year and a half twice, and so... And most recently, over the last month or two, there's been turnover again. So that I think the reason why the site's skeletal now is because people in place that are managing the content are just, there's a learning curve, and, you know, maybe not on top of things, or I don't know. I shouldn't say not on top of things, but maybe they're not aware of where the content is. I don't know. I'm not involved on that level. I get a call from WBI when there's either an emergency or when they need something like the shopping cart that I set up recently. But
okay.
The day-to-day content, I don't do.
Henry.
Well, real quick, first of all, it's fabulous. I think the potential here is enormous. My quick little suggestion was to bring up the link to register higher up and bigger. I just tried to register. It was kind of hard to find. It's way down at the bottom right.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't really started the marketing effort, the real push, and when that happens, you'll see changes like that and big, bright, you know, register here free, and here's why. And all
yeah,
that
right. Especially for a new site, right?
Yeah, I don't really want to encourage too much, because just in case things go wrong, you know, but because it's, you know.
Fair enough. Whatever. Yeah, you understand.
but thank you, Henry, and thank you, Bill. I see Bill is registered and online right now as a registered user, and I see that Henry just registered a few minutes ago, and great work, folks. Anyway.
This is Bill. Right. I have another question.
This is my
Bill, go ahead.
This is my 16th hour.
Right. And maybe this is something to follow up with email. What can we do to get some of our locally produced programs on here, and what do we need to do to help programmers provide whatever information that would be needed?
I need to finalize the documentation. I have a really basic text-only how-to set of documents right now, and I want to capture nice screenshots and, you know, make it really user-friendly and generate the PDFs. I hope to have those in place in the next couple of weeks or less. And when that's in place, I think what I want to do, I said earlier I want to start with WBI, but that doesn't exclude the other stations. At every station, there's a handful of producers that are very motivated. They promote their shows on a regular basis. When they have a show, they send out releases to various specific lists. So I'm going to contact these producers who are already essentially doing the work. You know, they're writing up the content and distributing it. They just want to have access to the site, I'm sure. So I'm going to contact the folks at KPFT, at K, at KPFA, and at PFW that would be interested, in addition to the BI folks, hopefully have at least one from every station by the next PNB meeting. By the way, there's one Axis of Justice special from KPFK, and there's one version of Informativo Pacifico, which is the first Spanish language entry into the program guide, and that's still on the homepage. You can see it at the very top. It says Iraq with a K, and, you know, hence Spanish. So there are a couple from KPFK, but they've only been one-off, not really regulars.
Okay, thanks. And you did a great job. I really appreciate all the work you've done on the website.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Really.
Thank you all. Thank you.
All right, it is now 10 o'clock in Houston. We've been on this for 2.5 hours by my account. And so what do you want to do, y'all? Who's left?
Well, this is Vajra. I'm going to have to sign off.
I move to adjourn.
Bye. Bye, Vajra.
Let's continue discussions by email.
Actually, there's a motion to adjourn. I second it.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any objections to adjourning? Great. And we will continue this by email. This is awesome. I'm just amazed. Okay. Thank you all for coming on.
Thank you, folks, very much. I appreciate
thank you all,
it.
Michael,
thank
for moderating.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks, everybody.